Hello, welcome to bbclearningenglish.com. I'm Jackie Dalton.
It's a 31-year-old German tractor, and it's green with red inside the wheels.
And this is the Dutch actress Manon Ossevoort. Manon is travelling from Europe to the South Pole on a tractor. Yes, a tractor, one of those large, heavy vehicles that farmers use. She calls her tractor Tractor, and in this programme we'll hear all about her journey so far. She's been travelling for 2 years, through all kinds of different countries, and lots of things have happened along the way. In fact, Manon ran into trouble just 2 days into her journey. What happened to her?
I started driving and the sun was shining and there were butterflies everywhere, and I drove out of Holland, and the second day, by accident, I drove onto the highway around Antwerp. Yeah, and I was caught by the highway police and they just took me and tractor and arrested us.
As Manon was driving, she accidentally went onto a highway, or motorway, where it's illegal to drive a tractor because the other cars are going fast and it's dangerous. So the police arrested her. Listen again.
I started driving and the sun was shining and there were butterflies everywhere, and I drove out of Holland, and the second day, by accident, I drove onto the highway around Antwerp. Yeah, and I was caught by the highway police and they just took me and tractor and arrested us.
Luckily, Manon was soon allowed to continue her journey, a journey she'd dreamed of doing for many years. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still a little unclear as to why she thought it would be a good idea to go by tractor. Let's listen to her to find out.
My ultimate destination is the South Pole, on a tractor, because the tractor makes me laugh, and it symbolises this thing that if you really want to accomplish some things, you might not always be fast, but if you just keep moving, you always get somewhere.
Manon says the tractor is symbolic, because even though it goes slowly, it still gets you somewhere. Just like in all sorts of areas of our lives. If we really want to accomplish something, which means to achieve or do something successfully, it doesn't matter how long it might take, but as long as we do something, we can always make progress. Listen again.
My ultimate destination is the South Pole, on a tractor, because the tractor makes me laugh, and it symbolises this thing that if you really want to accomplish some things, you might not always be fast, but if you just keep moving, you always get somewhere.
bbclearningenglish.com
Manon travelled through many different countries and often talked to people along the way. But how did the authorities usually react when they saw her? Did they threaten her?
They just start laughing and they say, "Come, come, come, sit down, we'll make you some tea. What are you doing?"
Luckily for Manon, the authorities were welcoming, probably because they find what she's doing rather strange, and they found it funny.
They just start laughing and they say, "Come, come, come, sit down, we'll make you some tea. What are you doing?"
But not every part of Manon's journey has been enjoyable so far. There are things she's come across that have made her sad. What kinds of things?
On my way from Holland down through Europe, the Balkan countries, Egypt, Sudan, I come to many places which you could call, as an adult, the end of the world. Places where people lose hope. You see beautiful people, local people, beautiful people working for humanitarian organizations, but somehow the work that they're doing doesn't work completely and it can make you sad.
Manon felt sad when she reached places where she saw that people had lost hope. Listen again.
On my way from Holland down through Europe, the Balkan countries, Egypt, Sudan, I come to many places which you could call, as an adult, the end of the world. Places where people lose hope. You see beautiful people, local people, beautiful people working for humanitarian organizations, but somehow the work that they're doing doesn't work completely and it can make you sad.
Well, that's all for this programme, and we must leave Manon to get on with her travels. Let's hope that as her journey to the South Pole continues, Manon comes across many places where people do have hope.
bbclearningenglish.com